This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the channel. We're going to talk today about beards. I get asked quite frequently, you know, what do I do to take care of my beard? Beard tips. And I have posted that on social media sometimes, some products I use. But I figured it was time to make a video of beard care routines that I use, the beard care routine I use. If you decide to, you know, go down that same route, alhamdulillah. If not, hey. What I do works for me, as you can see, mashallah. If you want to try to use it for you, for those of you who want to have a nice, big, healthy beard, may Allah bless you in that. We know it's a command of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, a part of his sunnah, that he said, leave the beard and trim the mustache. Leave the beard and trim the mustache. So having the beard is part of the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and part of the identity of the Muslim man. But how do we take care of that beard? So that it, you know, grows healthy, so that it grows nice and thick and has some sheen and shine and life to it. These are some tips and tricks I use that I'll give you today in a very short amount of time, inshallah ta'ala. First and foremost, you have to make sure that you are taking care of it. When it comes to washing and cleaning, whether you know, using soap or shampoo and conditioner in your beard the same way you would in your hair, my recommendation is not to do it too often. I will shampoo and condition my beard once, maybe twice a week, because doing it more than that, when you use these products, and I also try to use natural shampoos and conditioners that don't have a lot of chemicals, a lot of parabens and all that other stuff. If you do it too much, what it does is it strips the beard of its natural oils, And what that does is makes the beard very dry, very brittle. It split ends and it reduces the length and the thickness. So number one tip is to not over wash it as far as soaps, shampoos and conditioners go. Once, twice a week is more than enough. Of course, if you know, if you're working out and you get all sweaty, it's fine to rinse it out, you know, maybe shampoo it, but doing it on a daily basis or 3, 4, 5 times a week will eventually strip the natural oils from the beard as well as make it dry. Also underneath, you have to make sure if you have a decent long beard that you're taking care of the skin underneath. Your beard is only going to be as healthy as the roots and the skin that is growing out of. So when I do wash my beard, I also, you know, sometimes use some anti-dandruff shampoo, etc. So I can, and I try to make sure I keep the skin clean, because there's a lot of, especially if you use beard products, buildup can build up around on the face, around the roots, and that can also cause your beard not to grow or be as healthy as you would like it to be. So make sure you're taking some time and cleaning by the face, cleaning your face, just like you would clean your face. If you didn't have the beard, you have to get under there and clean your face as well. Now products that I use to keep the beard healthy, I like to use the most natural things I can find. Organic, natural products are always going to be the best for your beard. They're going to be the best for your beard, your hair as well, but we're talking about beard today. So natural products. One that you can use that is a tried and true is coconut oil. Coconut oil restores natural oils to the beard. It helps keep it moisturized because your hair needs to be moisturized. If it gets dry, it gets brittle, it cracks, it breaks, it falls off. Coconut oil is one that I know a lot of people use. I don't use it as much myself. I find it to be a bit too oily for me, but coconut oil is a very good one that I've known a lot of brothers with, mashallah, amazing beards to use. The second product that I use very regularly is natural, pure, organic argan oil. Argan oil. Natural, pure, organic argan oil. I'll put the link to all of these that I can find in the description down below. This one I found off of Amazon. I think you can also find it in Target or Target here in the United States. I'm not sure where you'd find this anywhere else. But just as long as you're finding some natural, organic, pure argan oil, this is amazing for the beard. Amazing for the beard. Amazing for your hair too, but this is good for your beard. Another product I've used for quite some time, many, many years with amazing results, is Amish Beard Balm. Amish Beard Balm. It's called Honest Amish Beard Balm. This is all natural. The Amish are known for having very natural products and not using, you know, too many processes and chemicals in their production. And the Amish also believe in growing the beard as part of the male physique. So they've been doing beards for a long time as well. This can be found on Amazon. I'm not sure if Amazon UK or other places have it, but I know here in the States you can find this very easily. It's called Amish Beard Balm. You can get a 4 ounce tin, or you can get this larger 2 ounce tin, or you can get this larger tin. This tin is, I can't remember how many ounces this is, but it's a very good product. Has a nice light smell to it. It's not anything drastic. It's not anything ridiculous. The ingredients are very nice, proprietary blend of virgin argan, golden jojoba, virgin avocado, grapeseed, pumpkin seed, apricot kernel oils. So it's a proprietary blend of their natural oils, and I find that it does amazing, amazing job for the beard. They also have an oil as well, which I use, and I'll mix these two together. I mix the balm and a little bit of the oil. They have a normal, an original, and a premium blend. I find the premium blend to be a bit better, but Honest Amish Beard Products. Honest Amish Beard Products, you can find those again. Maybe on Amazon, or look around, search the internet and see if you can find them. Now, for those of you who want to, and I use this when I'm want for the beard to have some smell to it and some, you know, nice, decent smell. There are, I'm sure, a lot of products out there that add fragrances to their beard products, but one of the ones I found to be the most amazing for me and the smells and their light, because sometimes the smells can be way too heavy, and if you're wearing it on your face, you're smelling it all day long, is called Urban Beard London. And I get this product, I get these products from The Cave London in Whitechapel, cave/london.com. Again, the link will be down below. I really like these products. Every time I visit these brothers, mashallah, amazing store they have out there. That's where this nice fancy hat comes from as well. But they have good smells. This one is Urban Musk. They also have Egyptian Rose, which I like, and they have a few other products which are very good. And this is also all natural based balm that has a nice light smell to it that's not overbearing or overpowering. And the ingredients are, you know, shea butter, olive oil, beeswax, very simple products. So these natural products will allow them to soak into your beard and replenish the natural moisture that the hair on your beard needs to grow, so it's nice and strong and it's not brittle, it's not breaking off. Also, a suggestion is if you see a lot of split ends, if you look at your beard, if you can see your beard and you see a lot of split ends happening, what you can do is very lightly with clippers just trim the very bottom of those split ends off to where the split ends are gone, so that you have a nice healthy ending. Because if not, what happens, that split end continues to split and split and split, your beard becomes weak. So that's it, combing it. I always like to use a nice wood or plastic comb that has big teeth, big comb with big teeth in it, so it's not, you know, ripping or pulling at your hair when you pull it out. That's it. Take care of your beard. That's it. That's all it is. And there is no secret. This has been asked so many times. What is the secret to growing a beard? There's no secret to growing a beard. You cannot force it to grow. The Prophet ﷺ did not command us to grow a beard because you can't make it grow. He said, leave it, leave what grows. Some people are not going to have, you know, a big, full, massive, thick beard. It's just not in your genetics. Some people are going to have smaller, wiry, wispy beards. Some people are going to have, you know, great, big, full, out here beards. It is what you can achieve by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just let it grow. But if you want to take care of it, these are some simple suggestions for you. The products will be in the description down below. If you have any questions or you have any other tips that you think might be amazing, you can share them right down here in the comments below. And as always, please make sure you like and subscribe. Click that subscribe button, turn the bell on, give this video a like. And we will have some more tips and tricks of certain things like this coming on this channel, inshallah ta'ala. And if you like it, please forward it on to somebody, let them know so they can grow a nice, amazing, full, mashallah beard. It's your brother Yush Evans. Saying assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.